This is Father Hollowell from All Saints Parish, and I'm just hoping to address some common questions that are of a serious nature about the end of life and funerals. The Catholic Church always requires that nutrition and hydration be given no matter what, so that typically what that is a tube that is inserted through the nose and provides, again, hydration and nutrition. The Catholic Church teaches that nutrition and hydration are not allowed to be removed, even if it would involve, like, surgically making a feeding tube, inserting that into the stomach or any other place. And so, again, nutrition and hydration are morally required unless it is medically established that the food and or hydration are no longer able to even be processed by the body. So that would be the situation where it would be morally acceptable to withdraw either nutrition or hydration or both. Life support is where a machine is actually breathing for you. And the Catholic Church says that if the chances of recovery are non-existent, then it is okay to end life support and cut that off. And again, that would be where a machine is actually breathing for you. The best practice for a Catholic is to not fill out any sort of advance directive, but rather to appoint a healthcare representative who is Catholic and understands what the Catholic Church teaches. Indiana actually has a form online if you go and search for Indiana Healthcare Representative Appointment. It's important for you to make your funeral plans now and send a copy of each of them to any family members who would be interested, and also to the funeral home that you are planning to use, and then also, if you feel comfortable, also sending a copy to your home parish. The Catholic Church says that the body should be present for a funeral unless the funeral is taking place a long way away. So cremation, though, is acceptable after the funeral. What is not acceptable is to scatter the ashes or to keep the ashes at home. The Catholic Church says after the funeral, cremation is acceptable, but what should happen to those cremated remains is that they should either be buried or placed in a mausoleum.